Thank you for checking out Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. It really means a lot to me that you're listening to this podcast. If you listen and you like the content, then make sure you subscribe, make sure you leave a review. Please do that. And also go check me out on some of my other platforms. I have a long-running YouTube channel. I've got a blog, theclinicaltrialsguru.com. If you're interested in becoming a CRA or you're interested in getting a career in this industry, go to thecraacademy.com. If you're a research site owner interested in getting more studies for your site or negotiating better contracts for your site, go to my blog, theclinicaltrialsguru.com, and check it out. I offer consulting services. If you're a pharma, biotech, life sciences company, a CRO, I own a startup CRO, and we're here to help you, whatever it is you want. If you're a CRO, we can white label a lot of services for you. We have CRA coverage across the country at cost. We can do this at scale. If you're a pharma company, we are a full service CRO, and we're very confident in our pricing, and we are extremely competitive at bidding. And if you're also interested in your own digital marketing and leveraging a podcast maybe for yourself, reach out to me, dan@theclinicaltrialsguru.com. Again, thank you very much and enjoy the show. One quick thing to discuss before we get into the episode is we have a conference in October 4th through the 7th in 2019 in Orlando, Florida. We have a Kickstarter campaign right now. Not only will you get massive discounts if you contribute, but you will also get tons of perks from myself, from Chris, from other people in our company. You'll get tons of that. And we can actually make this happen. It's going to be the best conference ever created in the industry, and definitely one with the most high-tech and social media integration. So hope to get all of you guys to contribute and see you there October 4th through 7th, Orlando 2019. Go to the Kickstarter page. The link is in the show notes. Get yourself some massive discounts and some perks. Enjoy the show.
But yeah, Karen, it sounds like you found, at least with this site, a way to move forward.
Yes, I have. And also, at the same time, realizing that they do see the value that I bring. And it could be potential business for me down the road. Not sure that I want to do business with them in the manner in which we've been conducting back and forth like we have. So that's where the comment comes in, having all your ducks in a row before you approach a site to collaborate or, you know, develop a side hustle.
Right.
Meaning making sure that you have a contract ready to present that entails, you know, what terms and conditions you're willing to work with, what you're willing to do, what your worth is, how much, you know what I mean?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there we go. Blow my ear drum. Yeah, that speaker got really loud all of a sudden. Well, that's what she means by all your ducks in a row, bro. But, it still works. It still works. It just maybe saves you frustration.
Yeah. I mean, it works. But, yeah, just the reason why I suggest that is to save the, you know, the disappointment, the back and forth, you know, not really having a clear idea of what you can ask for or what, you know, what will be refused or what. Say that again, Chris.
Say it again, Chris. Oh, I didn't say anything. Chris is halfway with you on ducks in a row. I am probably, I think it's good in theory. I'm more of just get started and figure it out later. And you kind of probably did somewhere in between those two.
Okay.
Karen, as far as you starting out. But what's next on the horizon?
I'm just saying that just from what I've learned, I wished I had done things differently in the very beginning but of course, me being, you know, kind of got thrown in my lap, and I just kind of put it out there just to see what would come back. I wasn't really prepared for what I experienced. But moving forward, should another opportunity like this present itself, or I want to venture into it, I'm going to have all my ducks in a row.
We learned the punch and say she's gone. Yeah, so what's new with, did you get any feedback from my buddy, Anthony?
Actually, no, I did not.
The love bug. Okay. Well, we'll keep trying. I tried messaging him. Actually, did I ever give you his phone number?
Yeah, I have his cell number. I've actually been talking back and forth with him a few times.
Can you send it to me? Because I don't know what I did with his number. I remember giving it to you, but I can't find it for some reason.
Yeah, I'll send it.
Okay.
I have it too.
Shows you how organized I am. You have his number?
It's a Raider here.
Oh, wow. Even Chris has his number. Wow. Okay. Well, then one of you guys send me his number, and we'll make this clinic, we'll make a psych site in Phoenix. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, so what do you envision for that, Dan? Do you know?
Yeah, something very practical that we can do there, like 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 studies a year on site. Mm-hmm. They pay really well, and we can get the studies, and as long as they can get the patients, and you can help manage everything there, well, we can do pretty good revenue.
Okay.
Nothing fancy at all, just a very practical clinic, bare bones, within their own office space if they have any space. And, like maybe 5 to 8 studies a year of just psych.
Yeah, that sounds doable.
Yeah, I think so. We can all take home a pretty good income just from that.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll do it. I just need his number. I need his number back. I don't know where it is.
I'll forward it back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I have no idea how I found it.
Maybe you can light fire under him.
I will. He's always wanted to do this, so.
Remember how to get there.
And right here. Yeah, I'm actually excited for that, Karen. I think Phoenix is a good market for, I mean, and normally we would want to get diversified with a site, but this is not going to be my main site, and I know you have other sites there in Phoenix, so that's why I'm saying psych only. That's why I'm saying psych only, so that we don't compete with you on your stuff, but we can do all the psych stuff through this site.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be really good.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Good. I can't wait. Let's do business. We're doing business in this last hour of this penny meeting.
Yeah, always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Karen, I'm sure I've asked you this before, but I don't remember the answer. Are you still working as a CRA?
No, I'm not.
No, okay.
Good for you. That is excellent.
Yeah, but I, you know what? I have been keeping my feelers out there because since I've been networking in the area, I've gotten quite a few opportunities. Oh, here's some interesting information I want to share. You should probably be helpful to someone else. I've gotten a couple approaches from business owners in the supplement space for who want to just want to do clinical trials to collect data for clients who are manufacturing supplements and natural medicine.
Okay. Wow. What do they want? What do they need from you?
The two that approached me, they want me to give them a quote on what I would charge them to help organize clinical trials, organize and manage clinical trials for supplements.
Wow, so like be like the, basically like a CRO.
Uh-huh.
That is, I mean, you should focus your efforts on that, like, right away.
I'm definitely considering it. It's just, it's very, I don't have enough information yet because when I research supplement aspect, of course, there's records in clinicaltrials.gov, but it's not real clear about, you know, the site, the number of sites, because there's no real parameters around supplements since there's not a real FDA requirement for supplement clinical trials.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty around the regulatory pathway that they're going to take, but that's where you come in. You just got to study up on the regulations a little and sell up your capabilities of the CRO, because if that's what they want, it sounds like they want to legitimize what they're doing. I mean, I would be all over that if I were you. It's actually very much in line with what we were talking about a couple hours ago, as far as like when you're a research site and vertically integrating with like becoming the CRO while also being a site and then vertically integrating as much as you can. This plays right into that theory, or I don't know if it's a theory, that strategy.
Yeah.
No, be all over this.
Yeah, I'm really excited because not only was it an ego booster, it was like, hello, me? Sure, why not?
How did they find you, though? Through networking, you said?
Yeah, I belong to this women's business organization here in the Valley. And it's a lot of women who are in business for themselves. And
beautiful.
Much of the two that approached me, one, she is a nutritionist, and she writes protocols, and so she has clients who develop and manufacture supplements, and so she actually encouraged those individuals to do clinical trials to provide real data for the efficacy of supplements. The other lady, she does, it's called energy pain management for, it's a machine that she, I'm not really familiar about the details. It's very alternative methods for managing pain.
Okay.
And so
yeah, I mean, good for you. This is amazing. Like that's something I would be all over, because it doesn't take away from what you're trying to do with your sites. It just adds to that, and it's just going to add to your credibility when you're approaching PIs. I mean, this is fantastic.
Yeah, I thought so too. It's pretty intriguing because there again, I'm that type of person that I gravitate towards things that I don't know a lot about.
Right.
In in terms of it's a motivator for me to, you know, figure out how to make it work.
Stephanie, I have to talk to you more. I'm almost done. I won't be a competitor.
Is this Allison?
It is. I know.
What do you think about Karen's new business opportunity?
Oh, is this Karen or Stephanie?
This Karen. Is Karen.
Oh, no. Karen. Yeah, then I want to talk to her. I mean, she's, yeah, I like it. I like this idea.
Let's network.
What we were
Let's
talking
network.
About
Let's
earlier.
Now, who's
See,
Allison?
Allison is the other one talking.
Okay, so I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. I do study startup activities for a local, smallish private company.
Oh,
we do
okay.
everything, but we are doing, I think, were you the one who was doing pain? I can't remember. I got lost. I did step away a little bit, but then I came back. But yeah, this sounds intriguing. I like this opportunity that you're talking about.
Yes, the lady that there's two different opportunities that I've been approached with, but they are alike in that they are our alternative medicine, so to speak, not pharmaceutical. How about that? So one is the lady has a program where she does. Actually, she does telemedicine. She's a therapist, a trained therapist / RN nurse who helps patients manage their pain through energy and then a machine that, I guess, monitors it or whatever.
Huh.
And what she wants to do is she wants to do a clinical trial to show the efficacy of her practice and how that works. The other individual is a nutritionist, a trained nutritionist, and she actually has experience with writing protocols. So her clients come to her and want her to organize clinical trials and the whole aspect so that their supplements can have data to back up the efficacy of it.
Would be considered investigator initiated? I don't know.
Actually, it wouldn't necessarily be initiated by the investigator because it's initiated by the manufacturer. So what I'm envisioning needs to happen is she just needs to give me the scope of work, how many, you know, what the protocol would require. Are they asking for XYZ number of sites and how long, you know what I mean? What's the inclusion, you know, for patients who participate, that type of thing. So I would have to provide her a quote and then, you know, select sites. Just kind of, I don't really know how much that would be, you know, I don't really know where to begin in terms of how to price that. Huh?
Are they a university?
No, it's all private.
That's even better then.
Yeah. Apparently, money is not an object. I think what she wants to do is present the package and, you know, use me as a preferred vendor to manage the actual trial. So she's gonna, you know what I mean? So she's making a recommendation to her specific clients for what needs to be done. And she's in the process of developing the protocol right now.
I think we all want your job.
I don't have a job doing it yet. It's just, it's in the ideal phase. And so
Sam,
I just
can
wanted
you connect to us just later on via, I don't know how to do that on here. Can I do that?
Yeah, I'm actually on the phone. I heard you say hit up to enter chat, but I didn't enter this call in that manner. I'm on audio only. So yeah, Allison, are you on LinkedIn?
Karen Hoffman. Yes, I am. I'll look you up later on.
Yeah. Yeah, look me up, Karen Patterson, and then reach Karen out Patterson. And connect.
Sorry. All right, guys. I'm signing off, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, did we lose Dan and Chris?
They've probably been done. I think they were done at 8. I'm Eastern.
Oh, no, we're here. We are still here.
But you're kind of right. We were done a while ago.
We mentally checked that a while ago, but now we're back into it because everyone's doing business deals as the sun goes down.
Sun is down.
The sun's been down a long time ago. We're in this last half an hour, we're opening a psych clinic with Karen in Phoenix, and you guys are going to do some women-owned business that's going to revolutionize the industry. So this is fantastic.
Hey, Karen, this is Stephanie in Colorado.
Oh, no, Stephanie's getting in. See? Yeah. We got it.
I work at a pain clinic, and the CEO that I work for also, you know, has his own manufacturer for supplements, so he sells at all of our 7 clinics.
Wow.
So do both of those people that you are working with, do they have, like, angel investors that are supporting their projects, so these are paid studies, or is it one of those... I mean, I've worked with, like, universities trying to get psych studies up, and they were, like, essentially non-paid. And you would
That's a great question. That's a good question. We have not had a detailed meeting. As a matter of fact, it's planned on the 12th that will kind of give me some background on the manufacturers, if it is going to be a paid study or... you know, what the parameters of what, you know, what they're trying to do and how long. So I'm not sure. That's a great question, though, Stephanie.
Yeah, and I've participated and presented at the neuromodulation conferences, both national and international. So the energy one, you know, if you need help understanding the science, maybe you could reach out to me.
Oh,
not that I'm an expert in this field, but, you know, I have at least a grasp of the technology.
Oh yeah, that would be wonderful. I'd appreciate that. You know, any kind of help that's offered, I would definitely not turn it down. I would appreciate that, Stephanie. Are you on LinkedIn too?
I am. There aren't too many Scitones out there. It's Schittone.
Okay, let me look you up real quick. Woohoo! Hey.
This is beautiful. This is why we do this, guys. This is why I thought this was a good idea, to do this 8-hour thing. Next year we'll do another one.
Yeah.
Fantastic idea.
Mucho kudos, Dan.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's also Chris's idea. He's shaking his head. It's not. I think it's like doing like a conference, but like a virtual conference, really. And I don't know why this kind of stuff couldn't be done every day for people that want to do it. I mean, I don't have the time to do it every day, but if I had a staff, which maybe that's something we should do, like have just an open line from, I don't know, 9 to 5, and people just get on and other people come here and network. Maybe we're on to something.
Okay. Just go right into you.
Yeah.
Straight. Follow that white curve.
Everybody pumped up or are you getting tired now?
No, I think it's very interesting. Karen, what made you choose to go from CRA to site owner outside of, you know, the
Well, yeah, exactly. That was the number one stunner, the number one motivator for me. But also because I, as a CRA, I actually was an independent contractor since 2006 up until 2014. And I've been a serial entrepreneur. Like I've always been, you know, an entrepreneur at heart. And so I wanted to do something more stationary. And when I moved to Arizona, I lived in California, I moved to Arizona. I found that this was the perfect place to, you know, be more affordable in terms of overhead in comparison to California for sure. And just, you know, to do something outside the box to expand my knowledge and my courage and my ingenuity, innovation, you know what I mean? It's just been really a great experience. I definitely wish I had done it 10 years ago. But when the student is ready, the teacher shall appear. And Dan and Chris were those teachers when I saw those YouTube videos going, oh, maybe I could do this. Do you know what I'm saying? So that was the motivation. Just, you know, I know what I know, but, you know, just didn't know that I could make a business out of it. So that's my story.
Quite a large step. What kind of trials did you work on as like a CRA, and are you able to bring that over to your
Yes. I have about 10 years experience in oncology and about 12 years experience in CNS and everything in between, GI studies, asthma studies, generic drug studies, women's disease, diabetes, obesity. You know, I've had so many, so much research experience. Also in project management, operations, or, you know, managing CRAs. So I bring a wealth of experience from the industry, just working directly with pharma and CROs.
I just spied on your LinkedIn. You're ClinOps at RXL, so done it all.
Yeah. Clearly.
I like you. Are you hiring?
You like me because what? Oh, Parxl?
No, not Parxl. I like you.
Oh, thank you. I like you too. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm good with people. That, you know, I've gotten a good feedback from my CRAs, kicking and screaming, not wanting to switch line managers. And so I was like, maybe I got something here. You know how women are hard to toot our own horn sometimes. Would you agree?
Oh, gosh, yes. I said, I think that's half the battle right there, just being good with people.
Yeah, for sure. Just pick up enough nerve to expand your greatness. I think we basically were just finding out our backgrounds was the gist of our last bit of conversation, Chris.
Okay. You know, Karen, you're one of the few people that, and I don't understand this, but you're one of the few people that can tell the difference between Dan and I when we speak. And I don't get it, because we talk completely different and have completely different sounds. My voice is bassy, but like, you're one of the few people. I don't understand why that is.
I don't know. Maybe because I've actually spoken to each of you separately on the phone.
Yes, and a number of people we speak to, they still confuse us.
I don't know. I don't have a problem distinguishing your voices at all, ever. I don't even remember a time when I was confused, except when I didn't fully hear who was speaking.
So, you have a good ear, I guess.
I guess so.
So you're happy that you've made the, I'm going back to something we were discussing earlier. You're happy that you brought the PI, the PI is in the loop. You didn't bring the PI in the loop, but the PI is in the loop. That got resolved. So what's the next project?
Well, the next project, I have an asthma study that I'm working with an Indian CRO, which I was telling Ravi about. Were you on that call, Chris?
No. You're telling Ravi about it?
Yeah. Ravi, what's his last name?
No.
The doctor. Yeah, Ravi, Dr. Ravi. So anyways, it's been interesting. They are, I mean, it's ramping up in December, and they're moving pretty fast. So I'm almost 100% sure we're going to get the asthma study, so I'll be happy about that.
So when you say you have the asthma study, what do you mean by that? Do you have a connection at the company that will consider anybody that you put forth? Specifically, what do you mean by that?
Well, because I reached out to them, and I actually, I think, oh yeah, I was telling, not Chris, but Dan, that I reached out to them via email, and interestingly enough, the way that I did, I was quite proud of myself, if I do say so myself. I said, I expressed a sense of urgency that I was actually trying to clear our schedule to make ourselves available for their study. And instantly, he was intrigued with that, you know, basically because I said that I came across his information. He was recommended by a colleague, and they spoke highly of him, and he's the project manager for the study. And so he was like, oh, great. Well, he didn't even ask for me to sign a CDA. He sent everything to me and told me to complete the information with the PI information, complete the feasibility questionnaire, and then send CDA back at my convenience. And we've been corresponding every day since, and he's basically trying to schedule a site initiation visit.
Oh, very good.
So,
sounds very good.
I mean, I could be presuming, but it sounds unlike any other experience I've had thus far. You know what I mean? Most of the time you go through the role before they decide to go forward.
Karen, once you get the SIV scheduled and everything, do you work with the coordinators and schedule everything and coordinate the training and all of that, or are you kind of done at that point?
Well, no, actually, I have a lead CRC who's a subcontractor with me, so I'm kind of like the head bottle washer and everything at my research site. So I actually have four other clients who are investigators that I basically groomed as PIs. And so they're working with me sort of like a site network /SMO group. So I have, I'm basically presenting their information to get studies for them. So, yes, I do have a consultant CRC that works with me and does, you know, all the things that I need to do, because she's been around like 15 years as a coordinator, very well. She has a wealth of knowledge on this, that, and the other thing. So I'm functioning as the CRC for my location here in Arizona, but she is the fill-in for all the other locations.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm working to bring on new PIs for new studies, but then it kind of gets confusing with the coordinators, who's doing what and who's doing that. So that's good to know. That's why I want to pick your brain later on.
Oh, sure. Any old time. Oh, Stephanie, I like that. Constantly curious clinical researcher.
I've been working on bringing up my LinkedIn profile.
I like that. That's very catchy.
As a CRA, what is your interaction with, like, is that helping you develop interactions with the pharmaceutical companies, too? Did you get connections when you were CRA project manager?
Yeah, well, interesting that you asked that question because I was a project manager as well. I, in my career, I tend to maintain relationships. I get a lot of colleagues who are still working directly with pharma, biotech, and they, you know, because they know my reputation as a good CRA, they, you know, ask me for recommendations for sites. So, I still keep in touch with a lot of them. So we keep our ears to the ground and help each other out in that way, if that makes sense.
So what did you do to track down your PI for your asthma study? Are you having one PI for that's a generalist, or are you having separate PIs with different specialties that just kind of contract and come in when you have patients?
Actually, no. Both of my PIs are that I'm presenting for the asthma study, they're both generalists. One's an internist and the other is a family med. And interestingly enough, they both have a pretty huge asthmatic population, and they both have spirometry machines within their practice. So they're interested because they have the patient database for the asthma trials. So luckily, no pulmonologists are necessary at this point.
Your other studies that you're bringing in?
My family med doctor has been in practice for 18 years, and so she networks with a lot of colleagues in Georgia, and she has a gastroenterologist, and they actually do a lot of obesity metabolic type research too. So, so they're networking with a lot of their colleagues to support them as, you know what I mean, for specialties and other types of studies that are outside of the generalist.
Karen will give it to me. Caller, are you in? Are you there? Let's try this.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. I don't know what kind of a conference call this is, but I just figured why not call
it's
it.
It's called Burning the Candle at Both Ends Conference.
Wow. But I actually, I think I gave you a call on your other phone, on your other personal phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but this is like a conference call?
Yeah, we got a bunch of people on. It's just very laid back. We've been doing this for 8 hours all day, and we're going on the final 15 minutes. So you're actually injecting new life into this conversation. So what do we got going on?
Okay, all right. So actually, Dan, I actually just wanted to talk to you, just to let you know that I've actually been watching your videos. this is the first time ever for me to actually reach out to anybody, someone on YouTube. But I, you know, just letting you know that I actually saw your videos, and it kind of introduced me to clinical research altogether. Like, I had no idea what clinical research was, and your videos actually helped actually give me a foundation understanding of it. Literally, your videos alone. And right now, I've been a CRA for about 3 years now. So it's crazy, like how much I've progressed just off of what you. I don't know, like I've seen literally every video that you've ever kind of put up there.
Wow, so, that's amazing. Yeah. So you're a CRA right now?
Yeah, I'm a CRA. Okay. I've basically swapped over. I've gone to two companies so far, both CROs, and I was hired both as CRAs. So I'm probably going to go even higher. But right now, I just wanted to let you know that that is, you know, thank you a lot. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
You know, you have no idea.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So what are you trying to do now? What's next for you?
Well, so I guess that's kind of the reason, other reason why I wanted to reach out to you was because, so after being a CR for, you know, just 2 years, I mean, it's just like the bare minimum. The other year was being in the in-house role monitor. So altogether in this industry was about 3 years altogether. I'm shortly about to pass into the 3 years and 2 months mark. So at this point, I was hoping, or I'm kind of curious, I have my own personal reasons, but I kind of want to go international. So by the way, I'm okay to share it. So you know, I'm actually born and raised in LA, and I'm actually here in California. But I mean, down the road, like as I'm pretty young. I'm actually very young. I just graduated. I'm very new. All that, but I'm trying to see, I'm seeing so many issues, I guess, within our industry, and just a lot of improvements that can be made, I think. But also, because of my Asian heritage, so I'm Asian, and I've been also taking my master's, I just finished my master's also, and this is from George Washington University, got my master's in clinical research administration. And at this point in life, now I'm like, okay, now I have the degree, I have the education, I have the experience. I want to take it a step further. I want to go towards international clinical research and see how I can actually make an impact on that. Now I wanted to get your insight on that kind of stuff. Does it make any sense?
Yeah. Well, okay, so international, what are you trying to do, like be a CRO?
So I guess eventually I kind of want to do my own business kind of thing in Asia, kind of, you know, come back to the U.S. and make
it. Oh, we have a project in China, maybe.
Yeah, kind of like a project, like a global project manager, I guess what I'm looking for.
But for yourself, or for you want to work for someone?
Oh, for myself, eventually. Okay. I'll have to work as a global project manager down the road, but eventually, way down the road, is when I want to kind of create, I guess.
I gotcha. Well, I think you gotta start small. Like, you've gotta start with just like you would get a CRO project here, except convince them why they should consider Asia for their next study. And then why they should go through with you. But it's the game is still the same game. You're just approaching these sponsors, these small sponsors, and you're convincing them to do studies overseas. Like Karen just brought up a supplement company earlier that, you know, she got that contact by networking with people. You know, so that's it starts with that. Like, you're in LA. I know our ACRP chapter here in LA is not very good.
It's not good.
But I know it's not good. But maybe like network somehow with more people in this area, just like Karen did. I mean, Karen, do you have strategies? Because that sounds like what you're doing. I don't know if Karen's still on, but
I'm still on. I'm still on. My strategy is. It has been just, you know, making eye contact, going to different seminars and meetings that have to do with small business owners. And once you, you know, strike up a conversation with one another, the general goal and question that'll come up is, well, so what's your business? What are you doing? And then you kind of, you know, exchange information, kind of give a background to yourself, exchange business cards, and then, you know, share what it is that you're doing and what, you know, what your goals are. And then based up on how, you know, if you jive or if, you know, you vibe together, they like you as a person. So they're like, oh, hey, I'd like to do business with you. Let me give you a call. You know what I mean? So then, and then at that point they follow up with an email, and then you create a dialogue where you're going back and forth, and then, you know, you're building a rapport with that business owner, and before you know it, you're doing business together in some way.
Not that I care, just that's usually good first.
I think that's what you got to do. I mean, it's no different than if you were doing, it's like, it's no different than how we got our CRO project. You know, it's networking with people, LinkedIn. Are you on LinkedIn? Please tell me. Yes,
I am.
Okay,
yes,
good. Good. So yeah, network there. Like, start, you can find people literally in the news feed, in the stream, you can find people talking about outsourcing for study. Like, it's crazy. You can find these people in the conversations on LinkedIn. You can go to clinicaltrials.gov and call the study directors that way. So how soon is this goal of like doing this in Asia? Do you like how much time did you give yourself to do this?
Okay, well, for like I said, it was my other personal, it's a personal reason to go to Asia, because I kind of want to go there and just kind of understand, I guess, clinical research over there as well. But if I remain here in the U.S., because, you know, as a U.S. citizen, I guess I could do a lot more stuff here. I can, you know, expand my career, grow my career even further here. But, I mean, I have a personal, other, some sort of personal obligation that I need to go to Asia for. So that's why I was like, if I'm going to go there and I continue to become a, you know, just continue to be a CRA or maybe go a little bit above in Asia, you know, do you think that's worth the time and effort to go there and do that? And is it going to ever make some sort of impact in the future? I guess that was kind of like my, you know, just question that I had to myself. If it's ever gonna, you know, if that's a bad choice in life, or if that's a better, good choice in life. I'm at that point where I have to decide, am I gonna go with that route or am I gonna stay in the other state? So,
right. And then, yeah. Well, I mean, there's no way to know unless you look at the opportunities that you're given in both places and then make that decision. Like everything, you gotta factor everything in together, the money, the opportunities, what you want, what you're not able to get, and sort of figure that out. Like, only you can do that analysis. But the opportunities are in both places. It's here and there. Like, there's just opportunities everywhere.
Right. Right now, the company that I'm working for is actually a Japanese company, and it's headquartered in Japan. And
okay.
So they have a whole bunch of international connections, and, you know, I have a huge database that I can just keep learning. But I mean, they did offer, or they did tell me that.
Uh-oh.
It's all right.
Are you, where in L.A. are you? Are you safe?
Downtown L.A., yeah.
Nah, that'd be a good thing.
It's all right. But yeah, so... Anyways, I guess at the end of the day, you're saying, you know, I have to really consider both options, network here, and...
I mean, the opportunities are in both places. Like, if you wanted to, if you told me you want to do this in Europe, if you told me you wanted to do this in Africa, like, the opportunities are there. It's really just, how bad do you want it, and then what's the alternative of not doing it? Can you do the same thing here? I mean, that you've got to decide those things. And yeah, being young has its advantages. You can try it out for some time, and if it doesn't work, come back.
That's true. Yep. But right now, I'm actually kind of a little bit amazed. I'm talking to the great Dan.
Oh, not great at all. Thank you. I appreciate that. Why not start a why not start a research clinic first and then work your way slowly with that?
That's a very good idea and something that I have been considering also, but I don't know. Actually, my personal obligation is for, you know, like, I have a special someone over there, and I kind of want to make that next move, you know.
Okay. Where in Asia? Is it Japan or where? Where in Asia?
In Korea. I'm Korean.
Korea. Okay, very good. The contract CRA job that I have is the sponsors in Korea. There's a lot of activity in Korea.
Really?
A lot of research in Korea. You know, the CRO I work for, the CRO that I work for, they get all their business from Korea because they're the only, like, their niche is helping Korean companies do studies in the United States. Your niche can be helping American companies do studies in Korea.
Right. Is there such a thing like that out there?
Yes, there are many things like that. You just never heard of them because they're small. And they don't cater to you because you're not their business. But, yeah, there's plenty of companies that do these kind of things.
That's interesting. Yeah, you're right.
You just got to take what you know, take all the knowledge you have, and start building some relationships and start proposing it. Say, hey, you know, I can help you do this study in Korea. Have you ever considered it? And then figure out what the benefits are of doing studies in Korea versus doing studies here. And then sell them on those benefits. And it's going to take you a lot of attempts, but you'll eventually get a customer, and then you better do a good job. Or else you're never getting another one.
Right. I'm not really like a, I don't have that business owner mindset like you do. So I'm actually completely new.
Oh, come on. You have to get that. Don't even start until you have that.
Dad, I'm only 27 right now.
That's all right. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're 27. You're no spring chicken.
You recruit patients, don't you?
I'm sorry, what?
You recruit patients, right?
Yeah, I am pretty patient. Yeah.
So you can recruit other people.
Wow. Allison is with the knowledge bombs right now.
Oh, whatever.
I like that. Look, you got to change your mindset. You've got to think differently, or else if you don't believe in this yourself, no one else is going to believe in it.
It's just an idea, so I don't know how to act on that idea.
Start it here. Perfect it here. For a year, and then start selling it over there.
Yeah, do you know where I can learn more about, you know, I guess, I'm pretty sure it's all on your YouTube videos, but is there one specifically tailored for creating a business that caters to, you know, American companies towards Asia?
No, but I think if you... can you speak Korean?
Yes, I can. 100% Korean.
Okay, if you started tomorrow a Korean podcast in the Korean language of why... Well, actually, no, that wouldn't work. It would have to be English. But you would have to discuss all things research and Korea. Right. And maybe, actually, if you did it Korean first, you would get the Korean people who listen to want to do studies here with you, and then you can do the same thing in reverse back there. There is nothing like that exists. You should create it.
Yeah. Wow. That's you're making me think. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. Damn. But anyway.
Do it tomorrow.
More importantly. I have to figure some stuff out before I go for it too at that time.
All right, do it Monday.
So is he working with a specific sponsor? Because I mean, Eli Lilly, they work a lot with Korea. I mean, I know that.
Right. I don't know. There's a lot of companies out there who do work with Korean pharmaceutical company over there. I don't know. But the what is it? I talked to another CRA over in Korea, and she told me that she's worked both in the States and in Korea, and she told me that working in Korea is not actually ideal. You do get mistreated a lot more than you do get mistreated here at CRA, but you do get mistreated even worse over there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But that's not what you're going to do. You're going to be a business owner selling products, selling a service in Korea. You're not working for anyone.
Well, also the value added is how the people want to be responded to, because there is a whole culture, everything. Right. Korea and Asia, Japan, China, I mean, they are like different. Right. It seems bad. I'm just saying they have to be treated in such a way. And I didn't do this for a while. But
you do know that the whole culture and ICH, DCP, they don't really correlate. There are certain things specifically. I can name a few examples why it doesn't correlate. But there's a lot of cultural things that our global industry really can't overcome, and that is actually probably one of the biggest issues that, you know, like right now, like 2018, 2017, I think China decided to be a part of ICH, GCP, International Process of Harmonization. They joined ICH, right? And however, they're having problems because now they're discovering that all the clinical trials that they've done for the past many years were either fabricated, off somehow. But anyways, like, there's a whole bunch of like ethical issues going on over there, and nobody's really addressing that except them. And so nobody, like, kind of like from the States, is actually really doing anything about it. You know?
That could be your value added right there. I mean, you just knowing the culture. I mean, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
having someone to know the culture is just huge to me.
You need to write an article on that by Monday and put it on LinkedIn and put it on Medium. I'm serious, man. All this stuff is in your brain. How the hell is anybody gonna know who you are and how and that you know this stuff? Like, you have to put it out.
I just do a whole bunch of research. I put it all on my organization little spreadsheet, put it all in there.
I'm sure you did. I mean, you need to be putting this stuff out there, publishing written audio, video, and catering to the market here that wants to do studies in Asia and vice versa. And if since you speak Korean, you should do a Korean podcast too.
Right.
It's a no-brainer. No-brainer to me.
I will think about it.
Don't think.
Oh my gosh. Damn, you sound really cool.
Telling you. Cool, you guy. Have something.
Oh man.
If I spoke Korean, I'd do this. If I really wanted to do it.
Yeah, have you been coming to San Diego for one of those conference? I think that was the ACRP meeting, conference meeting.
No. I went to the Viva Summit in Philly this year, and what else did I go to?
San Diego.
We went to San Diego, but like for client stuff. We didn't go we went to Bio in San Diego.
No,
I didn't really go to too many conferences. I'm trying to create my own, but hello. But I haven't done that yet. But it's honestly, it's a no-brainer what I would do if I were you. I mean, we'll probably stay on like 5 more minutes, but message me later maybe about why you should do this.
For sure, I'll keep in contact with you.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know all this.
Sorry. Have a good evening.
Alright, thank you.
RPI just
left. Hello, guys. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for everything.
Thank you all. Go out there and the day is still young. Go get something accomplished.
Oh yeah, I'm still working.
Go start a Korean podcast.
I'll think about it.
You better, because I'm gonna call one of my friends who's Korean and say, hey, I got a great idea. This guy doesn't want to do it. This guy in LA doesn't want to do it, so we're gonna do it.
All right, you can go ahead and do that.
No, I'm not gonna do it. You do it. You do it. But, message me, and thank you very much. I appreciate it. But seriously, consider that, because people are not going to know you're an expert in a niche if you don't put yourself out there.
Don't you think I need more experience on the CRA, though?
No, you don't.
No?
Nope.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I can be a senior CRA within a year or two, maybe.
Good.
5 years total. But I kind of don't want to take the CRA route. You're seeing how many CRAs don't want to be CRAs, or those who are CRAs don't want to be CRAs. Those who aren't CRAs want to be CRAs. It's like that little trend that I saw. So
yeah,
I'm trying to like figure out, like, I don't want to go the same path, but I want to figure something out in this industry where I can kind of establish something, you know?
Dude, you're in LA. When you have time, come down to Orange County one day. Let's like plan it, and then let's brainstorm this, because this is a good idea.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Okay, I'll keep in contact with you. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll
thank you, everyone. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this marathon day. And hopefully you got something out of it. And we'll be in touch. Reach out anytime.
So hey, everybody, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Random Musings from the Clinical Trials Guru. Again, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you leave a review, if you could be so kind, please. And also go to theclinicaltrialsguru.com if you're interested in learning more about who I am, who some of my guests are. You can have access to some of my YouTube videos. I do a lot of videos about clinical research. So go to theclinicaltrialsguru.com. And you can also call or text me anytime, 949-415-6256. Also follow me on any social media platform. It's Dan Svera. And you can also email me if you'd like, dan@theclinicaltrialsguru.com. Thank you very much.